Mr. Chair, I deliver this statement on behalf of CITSE, CCFD Ter Solidaire, Miserior, KOO, DKA, Fastenopfer, Foxiv, Broderick Dillon, Entrée des Fraternités, CAFOD, Trocker, Commission Justice et Paix Belgium, Alboan, and Conselho Indigenista Missionario. On Article 1.1, we support the proposal by Cameroon and Palestine, and we suggest to further strengthen it throughout the text by replacing the term victim with rights holders. This will ensure that the definition is inclusive not only of groups of people, but also of people with a specific cultural and spiritual identity, such as indigenous peoples. The collective and structural aspect of victims is also grounded in UN human rights law. Under the basic principles and guidelines of the right to reparation, the collective concept of victimization is enshrined in the relevant preamble on Article 8. Likewise, ILO Convention 169 in Article 13 protects the collective aspect of communal lands and the relevant access to justice. The collective nature of rights is also recognized by Article 1 of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Restricting the concept of victim to individuals would also create further obstacles for victims to obtain redress, for example, in large-scale damages of the mining industries, in culturally adaptable forms of redress of indigenous peasants, Afro-descendants, Kilomobola, and other traditional communities. Many jurisdictions worldwide recognize several forms of class and collective actions that facilitate collective victims in courts to obtain redress. We would also like to add a reference to an element which was put forward in the second draft, referring to persons who have suffered harm in an attempt to prevent human rights abuses on other rights holders. We thus suggest to rephrase Article 1.1 as follows. Rights holder shall mean any person, group of persons, community, tribal or indigenous people, irrespective of nationality or place of domicile, who individually or collectively have suffered harm that constitutes human rights abuse through acts or omissions in the context of business activities. The terms rights holder shall also include the immediate family members or dependents of the direct victims and persons who have suffered harm in intervening to assist victims in distress or to prevent victimization. A person shall be considered a victim regardless of whether the perpetrator of the human rights abuse is identified, apprehended, prosecuted, or convicted. Then, on Article 1.2, it should refer to the particular kind of harm on children. A line should be added at the end of Article 1.2, reading as follows. When the right holder is a child, harm should contemplate the impacts on their development. Moreover, 1.2 shall keep the reference to the right to a safe, clean, healthy, and sustainable environment. As the distinguished delegate from the EU highlighted, this is a crucial emerging element in both regional and international legal frameworks. Thank you.